still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Ah, it's bodies. That's another one we're doing for Night of the Singing Dead Friday. Everybody's dead, Brady. Thank God. All these great singers have died. What a show we've got planned Friday. I hope a few more die. I hope LeJean dies, and I hope the guy from Highly Suspect dies. We're going to have a hell of a show on Friday. We've got all sorts of stuff planned.
Why would you wish death upon
Oh, my God. Because our show would be incredible Friday.
Just for one night of fun?
That's how fun it is to cover those songs.
Oh, my God. It just makes it all the guys can hang out a little more. We'll do Denial and Black.
You've already got a big set list, right?
Okay. We can do two nights. They're dropping like flies. Great. Anyway, there you go. That'll be fun. CB Live's Friday night. If you want to go out there, we're going to have Night of the Singing Dead, a big Halloween party, all gussied up, be dressed up as dead people, doing Night of the Singing Dead for your enjoyment. CBLive.com. Can't wait. Sodomizing Linda's Halloween party. And we thank the gang over there. CB Live's like, I was supposed to host the Steelers and Dolphins Monday night football game. We were talking yesterday about the whole Night of the Singing Dead thing. And, Matt goes, and then the Steelers-Dolphins Monday night, I think coming right off the heels of your show, it's going to be, I'm like, no, it's, what you're saying is, that game, because I agree, I'm not going to stand in an empty room of miserable Steeler fans and miserable Dolphin fans, just a bunch of my friends that I have over to my house anyway, just do it at my house, so we'll just do it there, not going to happen.
Will Dolphins fans even go out of the house
anymore? No. And if they did, I would go, you need to turn around and make some better decisions.
Yeah, what are you going to go watch a game at a bar for? I mean, I guess to drown your sorrows.
Yeah, you don't even need the game on. Do you think the Patriots and Jets bars were packed full last night? Nah, we know how this is going to end. Anyway, so we'll do another game, but not this one. This is going to be a nightmare. Nobody wants to see the Dolphins on TV. No one wants to see the Dolphins in person. Gross. Now they got that guy who was spitting on fans yesterday.
That's getting bad.
It's not good down in Miami. It's not good. It's time now for the entertainment drill brought to you by my friends at reactdefense.com, home of tactical black self-defense training. And a big fat happy birthday to the brilliant Jay Ackerman, who is the man who brought the entire system to town. It is his birthday today, and Jay's been running this operation for these many years, over 20 years here in the Valley of this absolutely unbelievable system he's got going on. And today he promised me this. I don't know if we're actually going to do it or not. We're going to fight on core boards, and for every body shot a guy lands, we do a shot. And then we're just going to fight drunk for a little while. So I'm not sure if that's what we're going to do. I don't think that's proper training, but it's going to be fun.
Training.
It's going to be a hell of a birthday training, sir. So I'll bring the whiskey. And he'll bring the body shots, and we're going to start smashing each other drunk. Because you know what? Most of the time when you get into these pickles in life, you probably are drinking. So you got to learn how to fight drunk. We did that one time. Were you there that time, Doug? They spun me around?
Yeah.
This is what you'd have to, if you got really drunk in a fight, and just for fun. And I'd spun around on the bat 10 times, and then Tony came up and just started to punch me. And I fought out of it pretty good.
You got to do is puke on the guy.
No, I was working on that. I was trying to labor one up. It was pretty great.
Stop a fight.
We've come up with every scenario and come up with some are just crazy fun. We have a great time. It is really good. And again, for workouts, you can't beat it. It's an achievement. It is not a workout. The stuff we did last week still stands. It's the best workout and the most fun I've ever had with core board sparring and things like all the core work they do and all the workouts, the elite training. Not
what
elite,
belt are you
elite.
Now?
It's not belts. Don't do belts. That's what those other places like your daughter goes to. And I rest my case with that. If there's a four-year-old in your class.
He's a black dreidel.
If there's a four-year-old in your class and you're bowing to her, you've wasted your money.
Man, look at you.
Hello.
Hater.
Hello, preschooler. We shall battle. No, none of that stuff. It's real life stuff that you can learn up there and also get in great shape doing it. ReactDefense.com. Go there now. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
This just in, breaking news. Elliot from E.T.
Harry
Thomas got popped for DUI.
And what was his first phone call, Brady?
Phone home.
We'll be right back after this suicide attempt.
And now he's back on the bicycle.
Yeah. He led with it, though. He told the cops immediately. But I think that's misleading, because TMZ's saying that when he got arrested, he said, I'm Elliot from E.T.
No, the officer says, according to the officer, you might know me, I'm an actor.
Right. But that's because the cop was like, are you,
he's like anybody else trying to get out of a
ticket. Yes, I'm Elliot from E.T.
You'll say anything to get out of
ticket. Oh, I'll tell a cop I'm Elliot from E.T. Are you the guy from... No, I'm Elliot from E.T. What? How drunk are you? Steve Kimes said he was a woman security guard.
Yeah, that's right.
He just tried to confuse the guy, so he blinked a few more times so Kime could start running.
So he wanted to drop the Cardinals' name, but he didn't want to actually
I'm not the general manager.
Admit to being the GM.
Get in trouble with that. Well, I had a security over there at the Arizona Cardinals.
Betsy.
My name's Sharon. No, it's not. You're Steve Kime. You're the general manager. I'm not. I'm Sharon.
I'm Sharon. I'm the securities person.
Stop it,
did
sir.
We ever ask Toledo if he... used KUPD on his
Christian!
On his DUI?
No, he's like, I'm hammered.
I'm Don Tillsbury.
I would love to have seen that. Wouldn't it be great if the chest video came out and said, sir, do you know how fast you're going?
Sir, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm Sharon, head of security for the Arizona Cardinals.
No, you're not, sir. You're not that.
I am, though.
He's brushing his fake hair.
I didn't drop KUPD.
You didn't go KUPD?
Nope.
What'd you say? I'm Ben from KNIX.
That didn't come up until I was in the van, actually. What do you do for a living? I produce a morning show.
I'm Ben from KNIX, and this is my second one.
Were you kind of hoping that would get you off, though, in the van when you're sitting
in the van? No, I was cooked in the van.
You were done?
I was done.
Yeah.
I knew I was done.
Did he go home? I'm a big fan, man. We listen all the time.
He actually did.
I listen all the time.
That's the guy I ended up contacting to get the police report, and when he came in and showed us the police report
Sweet
on
man.
It.
Love the show.
Love Turn
the
around, show. Put your hands behind your back.
Now you're going to jail.
Yeah. Keeping it so you running people over is not a possibility here, but I love the show. Deviant dickhead.
You're going to become really boring on
this
show.
How great would it have been, though? I'm Richard Toledo. I'm a producer of Morning Sickness. I won't be treated this way.
Yeah.
I'm also head of security for the Coyotes.
It would have been something worse.
Man, Kime's
like
lie. Kime's lie is still classic. Minniger's even better. The other drunk Cardinal guy.
What
when
did
he
lie about?
Well, he was sitting there and they said, how many drinks you had? He goes, 2, 5, 5, 6. Like, oh, you're just going to count by twos till you get to the number. 12, 15, 16, 20, 22. 24, I go to 100. 26, 28, 30.
He was practicing.
Yeah. He said he just had a couple 4.
Six, eight.
A couple four to six.
Who do we appreciate?
And then they asked him later, and he said, I haven't even had a drink. You just told us you had like six. I did not. By the way, I'm getting a call. I'm the head of security's on the line. Hey, it's Sharon, head of security of the Cardinals. Meaning, Vinegar, where are you, Vinegar?
You guys make fun of me. Zero DUIs, baby.
That's right, because it's hard to drive when you're sleeping.
Actually, another hour and 48 minutes, and old Bob the Psychic will be out of bed. How fair, Kevin.
He'll be ready to go.
I just found out that Bob the Psychic can't talk to the dead till noon because he Ubers until lunchtime. Because that's paying the bills.
That makes sense.
That and Lonely Housewives with dead kids.
Got to have a side hustle, John.
You jerk.
Which one would be the side hustle, though?
Uber is legitimate and actually a good business. The side hustle is ruining moms with dead kids.
He said that? He said my kid said that it loved me.
Really? Wow.
And then I gave him a check for $85 because he's an asshole.
The other funny celebrity drunk story, I don't think we talked about it much on the air, was Billy Bob Thornton's interview when he was telling about Bad Santa.
Really drunk.
Completely hammered so much that when he did one scene, he did not remember it.
How awesome is that?
I realized midway through that my character was an alcoholic, so I decided to become one as well.
Why didn't it come out sooner? Because that is like the greatest story ever.
I filmed the entire thing plastered.
He should have promoted the movie that way.
In fact, it wasn't even a movie. It's just a bunch of surveillance film of me drunk, and we just dubbed in some stuff.
Him falling over the presents, he said in the article, was him just hammered.
Completely.
This just kept the camera running.
So absolutely faced. It was a show. So we decided to add a midget and a fat kid.
Imagine the kind of like what Holmberg did. Are looking at him. He is so good at this.
We cast Bad Santa the exact same way Holmberg put this show together. We got a drunk, and we got a midget and a fat kid. Everybody seems to like it.
Sophia Vergara has been ordered to pay her ex $80,000. They're battling over her eggs.
Oh, I remember this.
Together. Yeah,
the divorce, they froze them up.
Yeah. Yep. They're still cryogenically frozen, but both people have to sign off.
He wants the eggs.
He wants the eggs.
What guy ever wants that?
Just bitter.
What a dickhead. That's so strange. It's only because she's rich.
Yeah, well, yeah. They've run up a tab. It's not even he's getting that. She is paying his legal bills. It's $117,000 so far that's been spent on legal bills, and she'll pay $80,000 of that.
That is just crazy.
Yeah, that's just a...
And in the real world, no guy ever wants the eggs.
No.
I need those.
I wouldn't want them in the freezer while I'm with her. Like, yuck. I almost ate those again.
She said my sperm was going to be all over them.
Yeah. Only my sperm can touch those eggs. Those are my... We were married when she made those. Technically, those are my eggs. Creep.
Miley,
do you want
Cyrus.
Ronnie's eggs? Would you want Ronnie's eggs at all in a divorce?
No.
What are you going to do with
it? If we were together at the time and we took some of the eggs early and it's a deal where you both have to agree.
You would fight for her eggs?
If I wanted those eggs?
Do you, wow. What side up? Why would you
Man,
want
you're
them?
A bitter yeah. divorce guy there.
Like, you can have that.
But the answer to your question is no, I would not. I would sign off.
Yeah,
just get this out of my life.
Yeah.
The only reason he wants them is to make a baby.
Right. His own baby with Sophia Vergara.
Cash in. It's his lotto ticket.
Imagine the beauty pageants he's going to win. It's going to be Honey Boo Boo 2.
Well, either way, I would take the cash. But you lost Sophia Vergara. At least be happy you stood on the mountaintop for a little while. Now get off.
Do you really think Sophia Vergara would have a Honey Boo Boo type baby?
No.
No. No, but his show.
He just shot Brady stuff all over those eggs. Be one ugly little Colombian with great big boobs. Poor little guy.
The
hurry up, work.
Star Wars,
like 11 o'clock.
Rise of Skywalker trailer played yesterday.
You don't hurry up, Bob's going to wake up.
Does C-3PO die?
Yeah, I think C-3PO gets dismantled.
They alluded to that, but yeah. Who knows?
They wipe his memory. Stop it, Bill Gates.
Jesus.
One of the Geek Squad over here on the couch says they wipe his memory.
Spoiler alert.
They wipe his memory. He gets too close to a magnet.
Jeremy gets into the dark web to look up Star Wars crap.
They wipe his memory, Jeremy? Yes.
How do you know this on good authority?
You got no sources.
You're a fanboy just like everybody else.
Yeah. You couldn't buy this room Subway sandwiches. You've got no sources.
It's all fanboy theories, you jackass.
Guy on the AM? That's even worse.
Larry doesn't have any connections to Lucasfilm.
No, he's just reading the boards, the theory boards. That's all.
You're dumb.
Don't know for sure.
They just wipe his memory. A USB cord. Look, C-3PO just can't remember anything. It's Alzheimer's. Robot Alzheimer's.
I mean, it could be, but it's none of it's absolute truth. Nobody knows.
He's going to be melted down and sold. You think so too, John? He's dead, right? He's on suicide mission.
Oh, there you go. He's
like
got a
John's
bomb.
Theory better.
He kills Palpatine.
Does R2 die? I can't have R2 die. C-3PO can go. R2 can't die. Please don't kill him.
Yeah, you think they'd do that a lot more in space with the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Send those robots on suicide missions.
That's what we're trying to do with drones. You just can't give them personalities. That's the problem. Poor little guys.
Speaking of drones, CVS is going to be the first to do deliveries, prescription. Drugs are starting
zero
out in two
problems
cities.
With that.
Yeah, there's we don't have an issue with that.
They're partnered
Brady
with UPS.
Brady, that is not the first. I used to deliver drugs.
That's
for
true.
Schwartz Drugstore in Illinois.
Via drone.
Old school.
Oh, you didn't do it on a drone.
I sideswiped a truck.
Don't you know who you're talking to?
Sorry, I forgot about that.
It's a science professor.
Listen!
Yeah, they deliver drugs a lot back in the olden days.
I deal with pharmaceutical drugs.
Toxic.
You missed the drone part.
Yeah, you got to hear the drone part. You didn't deliver via drone, although you were similar in personality.
I watched a movie the other day where the doctor was going to visit the sick patient.
We got to get out of here. Larry,
we need to bring that back. That's awesome.
Oh, to go to people's houses?
Yeah, like an app for a doctor. All right, come on over. Check out my kid.
Yeah. House calls weren't bad.
It was great. I have to leave. Sit in line.
It is better.
Come on.
All right, we're done. That's it. Are you done?
Yeah, you want a rock and roll fun fact?
Yeah.
I'll end it on that. Okay. Holy. Jimi Hendrix loved playing board games, and according to Graham Nash, on acid, unbeatable in the game Risk.
And that's your rock and roll fun fact. Thanks, Brady.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would have thought Jimi Hendrix would be on acid?
Did stuff on acid. Want to play Monopoly?
His sister said he always wanted to be the shoe in Monopoly, and he was
on acid.
Took everybody out.
Okay.
Monopoly's a game of luck.
I'm just going to turn him off for a second. Jimi Acid. That's as bad as it is. Jimi Hendrix did things on acid. Breaking news in 2019.
He's trying to play guitar.
You're done. It's 10:20. You guys have a great day. No, goodbye.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. K-U-P.